Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment.
Very good game,
AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing after shows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back, finally!
Oh, we're back!
Turn up.
I love it!
Season 2, episode 1 of The Affair was tonight, and oh my gosh, I'm like overwhelmed by how good it was. Hey guys, I'm your host, April Wissenhant. The Dream Team is back together.
Yeah!
In a new edition!
Yeah!
I'm on the Dream Team!
You're on the Dream Team! It's the best. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. Just tweeted the live link to the show, so join us in chat. Introduce yourselves to the people.
I'm Allison Dean. I'm very happy to be with
you
all.
We're so happy you're here.
Because I love this show. I freaking love this show. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And you guys know me from last season, Kelly Knezvich. Guys, holy crap, it has been so long, and we are back, we are reunited, we have Allison here,
yes.
It's gonna be so fun. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Knez.
And while I'm eating this amazing pie made by Kelly Knez,
I was gonna give a shout out earlier about that,
but I am Lim Gonzalez, you can find me at The Poet Saint on all social media, and I'm so excited, ecstatic to be here with these lovely ladies to discuss The Affair. Oh!
Y'all, I can't even with this episode tonight, because we got a lot of answers that we were looking for last season. By the way, this pie made by Kelly Knez is also her company, Pretty Little Bakers.
Aww,
company,
thanks.
Is that what I should call it?
Thanks.
So be sure to check it out, because it is delicious.
Delicious.
And everything is so good.
Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Check it out. PrettyLittleBakers.com.
Woo, woo. The Instagram is dangerous because...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I get hungry every time I look at it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so I don't even know how to start because, oh gosh, there's so much. What did y'all think? Overall thoughts, differences from last season and stuff?
Well, I do like the addition because before, as we saw, it was just Noah and Allison's view.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that at this point, you know, they're adding more. You know, I'm curious to see how they're, you know, going to do it because we only got two.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just excited. Noah and Helen, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see more of what they're going to do with that. It was dope seeing Helen's perspective.
I loved it.
It was really dope to see that.
Yes.
And I know we're going to get into it, but oh my gosh. Like, just the stuff that we got to see with her and how everything is perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Just the differences. But yeah, I love how it's going so far.
Yeah, me too. I really liked Helen's part, which obviously we'll talk about it. We'll talk about Noah's part first. But I liked getting to see Maura Tierney as like just kill it, because you know we know that Ruth Wilson won the Golden Globe last year and she's amazing, but I really liked being able to kind of see her kind of show out like she did. She killed it tonight. I really liked it.
I loved her character perspective.
Me too.
I cannot get enough of it. I'm so excited for more.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. I don't think we'll see it next episode, but I love her, because we see her portrayed by Noah as just this like evil bitch.
Yeah.
Like, she's just not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I felt bad.
I did too.
I legit felt bad for her.
Well, again, and we've only seen his perspective.
That's true. So that's why we have this one perspective point of view of her.
Exactly.
And that's now all we've gotten. And now we have her side, and we're like, oh, you are human. Yeah. Okay.
You are.
I see.
But I think her mom is still terrible.
No, she's like, no. She gets
I don't
no
think anybody's points. Perspective, her mom is terrible.
Awful.
Mom is awesome. Margaret. So we'll start. Noah's part one. I was like, I mean, think about... In the scene where he shows up to the house to get his stuff, they're about to go through mediation and everything.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jeez, I mean, I feel like I would be the same way to someone if they just, you know, had an affair and treated my daughter like crap and they're going through all of this stuff.
Right.
And, I mean, she just kind of shows out on him, but he did the same to her.
It's also, though, the added layer for her because of her husband's misgivings, too. The fact that he has cheated on her.
That's
so
true.
It's, like, extra close to home for her, I think.
Yeah.
So she's that much more, get the out of my house,
yeah,
you
right.
know, or you know, my daughter's house, the house I bought for my daughter, whatever. You know what
right,
I mean? She
right.
she wants nothing to do with
it. I absolutely yep. see her perspective and her side.
Yeah.
I also just feel like she may have overstepped boundaries.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Especially with the kids, you know, sending them away. Did she say where she sent them
no,
away?
She
obviously
didn't,
she didn't
yeah.
send
right.
them all
right.
away.
Right.
But I just felt that she overstepped her boundaries and she didn't have it wasn't her place to tell him off, you know? It wasn't her place to say, you can't take anything in here. Like, oh, he's like, it's my father's painting.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think, well, to me, I think another added layer is that she always did not like Noah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think because of her disdain for him, it's so easy for her to then now be like, oh, okay, you have this affair. Oh, you're getting a divorce. I'm going to now take over and I'm going to, you know, because this is my daughter's house, I'm going to take charge and make sure that you succumb to how I want you to be. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So that's why I have an issue with her. It's not just the fact like, oh, because, and you made a great point about the misgivings that her husband has done. And
I forgot.
Her husband is still there. So you see what I'm saying? Like, they're not getting a divorce.
Right.
She's just dealing with it. She's living with that. She
right.
knows what's going on. So she can't really, like, play that role in the sense like, oh, I know what it is, because this is a different situation. They are actually getting a divorce. So I just think that she just has this disdain for Noah, and it was dope, and I know we're going to see it, but when we saw how she really did want her to be with someone else.
Yep.
She really wanted that. She never wanted Noah to get together.
Right.
So, yeah.
This is like her dream for all
absolutely.
Of this to be happening.
Absolutely.
But the kids really, that's the problem where I have, like you said, the most is because, you know, when Noah shows up and she says the kids are at school or they're off, wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then she it turns lies. Out, actually, no, Martin's at home. Or no, Trevor. Martin is at home. And we remember from last season, Martin is the one who has kind of always had issues, and you know, he maybe like attempts suicide
right.
and whatever. So, the fact that he is home and he's hearing Noah yell all of this stuff at his grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and, he says like, I'll push you down the stairs
right.
until the coroner
right.
was an accident.
Right, right.
And then, oh, Martin's here. And she's like, oh, whoops. I forgot. I
right.
mean, like, you don't do that because you're not just hurting Noah. You're hurting...
The child.
Or Martin. I keep wanting to say Trevor. You're hurting Martin, who
mm-hmm.
is clearly having so many issues. You
right.
know, he says he's having these stomach aches and they're sending him to a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're messing him up even worse because you're trying to hurt Noah.
Right.
And
very,
it's not fair.
It's very conniving. She knows darn well what she's doing. Oh,
of course
yeah.
she
oh,
does.
And
yes,
the
she
fact
does.
That,
of course
I
she
mean,
does.
The son is home and she's having this argument. I mean, she is not shy about it.
No.
She's pushing his buttons,
yep.
knowing what he's going to do,
yep.
so
yep.
the son, Martin, can
oh.
hear it,
oh, exactly.
and then even more so to be like, oh, this guy's a terrible person.
Yeah,
right. Because they all know what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, or I think they all know what he did. Obviously, we see him tell the youngest son tonight that he fell
right.
in love with another person.
Right.
But I know, like, Whitney knows, and I'm pretty
yeah.
sure Martin knows. So.
Right.
I mean, it's like she's just trying to rub it. She wants them to get a bad view of him because no matter what, kids love their dads. Kids
mm-hmm.
love their parents, not just dads, moms as well. But, I mean, like, my parents are divorced, and even when they were, like, I'm sure like some maybe bad stuff happened between them. Thankfully they're friends now, but mm-hmm. like no matter what, we were always still like obsessed with our dad. We were obsessed with our mom. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like she wants them to maybe pick. Have a bad view and to pick
she
sides.
She absolutely does. Yeah. I mean, yeah. she was doing that when they were at, when they were in Montauk,
mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Even, I mean, publicly with all the kids there, she was picking fights with Noah.
Right.
You know, last summer.
Right.
So it's just, that's what she does. She wants to make him look bad in mm-hmm. front of his family. Of She's course. Never liked him.
Yeah. She wants to talk about how he doesn't have money and how all she's already put it. I mean, it's the whole point is that she's a bitter person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a way for her to basically try to act like she's protecting your family when in actuality, she's just putting her bitterness onto Noah just to make him feel bad and using the fact that she can't do that to her own husband.
Yep. Exactly.
So now it's just a way to unleash it all on him.
Right. Totally.
Oh, poor little Noah. But she's putting him in, like I said, with a psychologist, but mm-hmm. Noah had these plans to take him to a Yankees game, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of interfering with everything that he wants to do. But he ends up at least leaving with some of his stuff, a pan and and a painting right. that his dad painted. Right.
I have a question about the son and the psychologist. Noah knew nothing about him right. ever going to, it wasn't just, oh, I didn't know you're going to the psychologist tomorrow. He didn't even know.
Period.
I do not agree with that.
Heck no.
I am very, very shocked that they took that upon themselves to go ahead and book these meetings and schedule these meetings and not tell Noah, to blatantly keep Noah out of the know.
Yeah. Well, but also interesting just because she says he's not left his room and mm-hmm. he says, I took him out to play basketball right. last week. Right. So they're...
Miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing, he's perceiving it one way. Okay, he's getting out of the house with me, no problem. So whatever you're seeing is not what I'm seeing.
Right,
kind of
right. I think it's probably one of those things of just, okay, I don't spend a lot of time with my dad, so when I do, I'm going to do stuff, but I'm actually really, really, really upset about it still. Mm-hmm. And that's probably just how he kind of is internalizing it,
keeps
Martin
it
himself. Yeah. But, I mean, because if he doesn't get to see him a lot, of course he wants to do fun stuff with him. That's what I would think, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that, again, going back to, you know, we don't like Noah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're against Noah. And so they're going to paint him in a bad picture no matter what. The whole thing of, we're going to, you know, set him up with this psychiatrist or what have you. It's all behind his back because the response was, oh, well, you're not here.
Right.
And he's not there because he's not allowed to be. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, there's so many barriers. So it's like, even if he wants to, he's not allowed to. So regardless of what happens, they're going to try to take over, you know, Helen and her family, you know, her mother are going to take care of the kids and keep him away. And again, this is, you know, we know this is Noah's perspective, mm-hmm. but keep him away from his children.
Yeah.
And so he has very minimal contact with them because of what he did.
Right.
It's a punishment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he will be punished probably for the remainder of everyone's life.
Sure, until the kids are all adults. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then they can make their own decision, but by that time I think the habit's already installed.
Absolutely.
I think that depends on really whose story is really the story that
is actually happening.
Right. Yeah. And we don't quite... I don't know if we'll ever know that.
Well, we don't. Yeah, we don't ever know.
I mean, we certainly don't know that now. So
right.
there's a very good chance it could be Helen's perspective of things mm-hmm. where she's like, I'm going to buy you an apartment
right,
so that
right.
you can live next door and
right.
whatever. You know, I mean, it could easily be that. I think that we'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that too. Whenever Noah's walking out, his son Trevor runs up to him in the street and he had like left camp. Just ran away from camp, I guess.
Right.
And
who runs away from camp?
Exactly.
No one does that.
And Noah tells him that he has a meeting with his mom, and he says, oh, I knew you were going to get back together. You know, mom told me you were going through a midlife crisis. And this kid is what, like 8, 9, I don't, something like that.
He's young.
So he's very
yeah.
young.
Yeah.
Preteen. And he seems so excited that they're going to be together, and he's like, no, we're getting a divorce, and I fell in love with someone else, and I loved this part because it was just so, like, the innocence of a child in such a serious grown, I use with quotes, mm-hmm. Situation where he says, how?
Right.
Because it is so true. I mean, like, obviously, Noah and Allison have some crazy chemistry, and mm-hmm. they're, you know, technically together, or they are together now in the current times, but this is in the past that they're showing us at this point. But I love that he's like, how? You know, how does this kind of thing happen when, you know, they were so happy? And, but, the, you know, obviously they don't he doesn't understand that mm-hmm. Noah and Helen weren't happy and that he doesn't know exactly what was happening behind closed doors and that sort of thing. But I just liked that moment because it was just such like a, I don't know, just the kid being so distraught. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, obviously he doesn't, that's not something that you really think about when you're in the middle of that, but the kids, just how they're dealing with it just makes me so sad right. for them.
I thought that was an extraordinarily written scene, and I thought the way that, it was handled and acted was, like, next level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I thought, I mean, just because of how Noah was emoting and even trying to be eloquently level mm-hmm. with his son, you know, the best that he could, I don't know.
As he's crying.
Like, right.
And that's why you're you. Yeah.
Well, you can tell. I mean, the bottom line is he never wanted to affect his kids.
Right.
You can tell he loves his children regardless yep. of the mistakes he's made and what he's done. And I thought it was great. You know, speaking of that scene when, you know, he basically says, Trevor says, so does that mean you're not going to love us anymore?
Right.
You know,
oh.
And he's like, no. That just doesn't, don't ever get that. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it just shows the, it's like, I mean, I've never been married, so mm-hmm. obviously I've never been divorced either.
Right.
But I can just imagine, you know, you're going through this, you know, where you're not going to be with your partner anymore, mm-hmm. but you have these children that you love.
Right.
And how do you handle this?
Yeah.
How do you talk to them? How do you let them know that you still love them?
And the age difference is insane. I mean, yeah. how old is Martin and then the little one, the dancer?
She's, like, got to be, like, 4.
Yeah. I mean, no, she's older now, though. I mean, when I saw her in dance class tonight, I was like...
Oh, maybe she's like
you've
6.
Grown.
Yeah, I mean 6 yeah. at the most, maybe.
But I mean, still, you can't have 6. Those same conversations yeah. with everyone.
No. Right.
I was shocked that he even told Trevor.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? Yeah, I'm now getting I'm confused yeah. too. He even told Trevor, you know, I am in love with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that he said that young.
Right.
I kind of liked that he did though, because it made me feel like he really wanted his kids to know and to not just think that he was just leaving them. Which I mean, I don't know how I would feel as a child hearing my parent tell me that, but I think the way he was able to actually explain, like, okay, your mom and I, you know, stuff changes throughout life. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have that anymore. I mean, maybe it was a little bit too serious for him, but I don't know. I kind of liked it at the same time.
What was serious was that punch that he gave his dad.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
That was serious.
We all screamed. We're like, what?
Like, didn't he see that got coming. A good one.
Yeah. He gave him a bloody nose.
He got a good one in, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the next scene was a mediation, but before we talk about that, the beginning of the episode actually started out with Noah
with his editor
handing mm-hmm. him his final draft of mm-hmm. the book, which we know is a huge thing. It's based off of exactly kind of what happened last summer.
Right.
Oh, no, and but it's fiction.
Right.
It's fiction. They changed the names. Right. That's all that's fiction.
Right.
But so he originally wrote the book with the ending him murdering Allison. Well, right. I don't know what the character's name would be.
Alana.
Right?
Alana. Isn't that what they said in the...
Oh, they did
Alana?
Say that. Yeah,
I think the editor
right.
said...
But so he's changing it now, or he's trying to change it, I should say, to where they just... It ends with the two of them having dinner and just with a big secret between the two.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's actually what he submitted as his final draft?
No. I don't think that's going to be his final draft because the editors, or his, I think it's his editor, Harry, is clearly not happy with that.
Oh, no,
and
no.
his like,
he's, I mean, regardless if that's what he wants to do, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Otherwise, he's not going to get his money.
Right. Well, it's just yeah. some crazy foreshadowing, though, because he, at this point, he's not arrested yet.
Right.
He doesn't know, like, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, originally, I was kind of thinking in my mind, like, oh, he wants to change it because of how this is going to make him look. But I don't know if at this point, which I think it actually is, though, why he wants to change it because of what is going on further. Because they're like, oh, if there's murder in the book, then that means probably there was murder in real life,
right.
maybe. Because that kind of stuff can be used. Books
sure.
and things
oh,
that
sure.
you write yourself can be used in a court. So I don't know if he's already had the meeting with the investigator and the guy, at this point, the guy who gave him, recorded the conversation for the investigator in the car, remember?
I'm going to say no. No, is my guess.
Are you okay. talking about from last season?
Yeah. At the end of last season, the guy who recorded the conversation of Noah saying, don't tell them that you fixed my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's already happened, but you don't think so? I don't think so either.
No, I think that was, like, way after book success. So the Noah that we're seeing right now, at least from my perspective, is the Noah that's has not yet had book success.
Okay.
And you know, because it's
not published. Oh, that makes sense, because he had money to get to this guy.
Yeah, you're like, oh, sure, $25,000, no problem, or whatever it was, you know, but yeah.
But I still think he knew, like, okay, this is, I need to change this because of what actually happened. I don't think it had happened.
I don't know if it had
The murder had happened.
We don't necessarily accident. Know that either, because right now we know that he's driving to and from, you know, New York somewhere to somewhere else, so we don't know, like, how often he's going back into Montauk. We don't know. Like, there's so much of the story that's still not pieced together in the sense of Allison's up there, but he said that Allison's not living with him full time. So is she still in Montauk part time? We don't know a lot of these little details yet. So there's still this possibility that in one of his trips to see her potentially is when he could have taken out the brother.
But that wouldn't make sense to me, because in the very beginning he wakes up from this dream of him hitting someone.
But the timelines of all the stories are not necessarily when we think the timeline is.
Right.
But I would think that his perspective is basically from that whole time until it changes when he's in prison.
I don't know. At least that's not how I was perceiving it.
I feel like if he woke up from the dream, that probably already, this is how
it
I see
already
it.
Happened.
Yeah, it would have already have happened.
And then that's why he changed the ending of the book, because he's like, well, you know, we can't, I don't want anything used against me. So I'm going to go with, oh, we're just having dinner.
Right.
Yeah. I think it could go any of those ways. Not that that really matters, but I think, I don't know. Because I just wonder, like, why else would he want to change the ending? He loved the
because
ending.
He doesn't want to murder, in his mind, he doesn't want to murder this woman that he's now in love
because
with.
Because it's the so notion real. Of it. The book already is so very real. Oh, it's not. It's fictional. Yeah. He's like, well, you know, I don't want it to be perceived as murdering Allison.
Well, maybe they'll answer that for us.
Like, when he first said to the editor, I'm going to murder this woman, it's when he was first starting his relationship with Allison. And I think in his mind, he's thinking, this relationship needs to die because I'm married, I have 4 kids, and whatever. So in his mind, that was how he was approaching life.
Mentally. I like this. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that at all.
I didn't either.
But now it's the fact that now he's deeply in love with her and he's left his wife for her. And so he doesn't want to murder her in the story because there's so much of it that's so close to home for him.
Right.
Well, the whole book is kind of karma. I mean, we know it's
so
not.
So he wants to go to bed with just the idea of, and they sit down for dinner. Mm-hmm. But the editor's like, no. If you want this book to be a blockbuster sensation,
somebody got to die.
You must kill him.
Exactly. That's very true. Okay, I like that. Maybe we'll get the answer. Maybe we won't. But either way, I like that theory.
Well, not if they wanted to carry on for 9 seasons or something, exactly. Which I hope they do.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely.
So after all this takes place, after he goes to the house, then we see them in mediation with this joke of a lawyer.
He's
like,
a weirdo.
The dude
He's
is...
He's a weirdo.
No. And this was a difference in between Helen and Noah's story. But in Noah's story, she's on one side, he's on one side. The mediator is right here in between them. And the attitudes are very different. So we see in Noah's part, they're both very kind of calm and very
I feel like how they are in Noah's part is how we've always seen them together. Noah's very
almost like
husbandy
docile.
kind of, and then Helen is just rude. She's not having it. Let's get this over with. Right. Yeah.
And then throwing little jabs too.
Yeah.
I didn't even think Helen was that rude tonight, but maybe I was thinking she should be like a lot ruder for what she's going through. But yeah, she does have some attitude though. But I feel like they're both very just kind of like, okay, whatever. But he really does portray himself as being like the, I don't want to say victim, because he's not portraying himself as being a victim, but the way he's so like, okay. Mm-hmm. And like, no one else portrays him that way. So I don't think, like, never in any of Allison's parts did she ever make him out to just be like a kind of like, guy, and neither does Helen we see tonight. So I don't know. I think that that's how he wants.
How he wants to be perceived.
But so they're talking about, you know, what they're going to get, who gets the house. Helen gets the house because it was bought in her trust. Mm-hmm. So it's hers. And she gets to keep her store. Noah doesn't want it. He just wants joint custody. It's all about the kids. And she seems pretty okay with that. But he says that he right now we know he's living in this, like, kind of almost like boathouse type thing.
It's right. It's like a guest house in Cold Spring.
Yeah, in New York still, but it's far away. And so he says once he gets his book advance, he can get an apartment in the city close to them, but it's just all about the kids. He wants joint custody. And I mean, I'm like, okay, how does that work? But I don't really know. What do y'all think is going to come of that, I guess?
Well, I mean, again, seeing the difference, I think both of them, going back to the kids, I think both of them will make it work for the children. Mm-hmm. I think overall, but I think their perspectives of how they perceive whatnot is very much different. Because you could see in the two things. Like, she was very dismissive of him, you know, him having no money. He talks about having the $400,000 advance. Mm-hmm. She's surprised, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But obviously, in her version, she's like, oh, I'll help you and get an apartment and all this kind of stuff. Like, why would I do that? So I think that part is very different. But I think the point of the children, I think that's where they meet in the middle. Yeah. Or they will meet in the middle.
I think they will meet in the middle.
Right now, they're still kind of, you know, up in the air. Mm-hmm. But I think they will come together at some point in time. But how they get there, we're going to see differences if they continue to do it like they're doing it right now.
I think probably the most important part of that meeting in both sides is that the mediator says, okay, so you're in this house in Cold Springs, New York, living alone, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And he, like, you see in his face, he's kind of like... And then later we see in Helen's part, he says the same thing. Or she asks him, are you living with her? Yeah. And he's like, no. I think that's going to be important that he lied or that he, in his part, didn't point it out to be different. Because she is not going to have that. Helen's not going to have her kids around that, which we see her say later.
Right.
And she, I think whenever, so in his part, after the mediation is over and they're talking outside, she's getting in the cab, she asks him then, right? She asked him if he's still seeing her.
Yeah, he asked if she's still seeing her.
And he says no.
He said, well, he just says you can't have... I don't think he said no.
Oh, no, he didn't say no.
He didn't say no.
He said, she asked him, is she living there with you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's the only thing I want.
Right.
That's the only thing I want. I'm not asking for anything else. And he says, you can't always get what you want.
You can't always have what you want. Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you're so selfish. I don't know how I didn't see that.
So selfish.
I liked that she said that to him. Because really, like, think about his actual... What he's doing, it really is selfish, but I mean, he can't help that he's in love, I guess. No?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he can't help. Well, no, obviously. He can't help it. Yeah.
Exactly. He can't feel really selfish.
Were you all surprised, going back to his part, and at the end when he goes back to, you know, the guest house and Allison was there? Were you guys surprised that she was there?
I was happy that she was there.
I was too.
I don't know if I was surprised. I think I was more like,
I think because of his reaction, it was like, okay, you're living alone in this cold water or cold spring, whatever. And he was just kind of, like, you could tell there was a little tension, a little hesitation. But so I think we all kind of expected it. Did you?
I was surprised.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. Like, when he, because the way everything was being perceived, especially in the opening.
In the morning.
When
he was alone.
He was alone by himself.
Or we thought he was alone.
Right. And he kept saying that, you know, to everyone, that I'm by myself. I'm in this, you know, guest house. So he just kept saying that. And all of a sudden he comes back and then she's there. So I was surprised. I also was happy. I will say,
I was very happy.
I was happy because I'm like, okay, now the story's going down.
Yeah.
Now we can get into it. You know what I'm saying? But I was very surprised. And the fact that they both said that they were happy with each other was, I thought, was interesting because it was like they were kind of checking, like, are you happy?
And
she's like, yeah, I'm happy. Are you happy? So it was kind of like, I wonder how they really feel, like if they're just giving that to themselves or if they really feel something different.
I think I love that part, though, because I think it was them, like, they're in kind of a not great circumstance at this point in the Cold Springs house, even though, like, I think it's great. They're on the water. It's a cute little house.
We still don't know, though, if she's there full time. Is all I'm saying. That's
That she's there full time, but she's there.
Like, they're in this episode.
Yes, in this episode. That's very true. Clearly, they're together, though. She must be there kind of often. And I think it was a thing of, like, okay, this is a situation where maybe not everyone would be the happiest. Like, we're in this old house and a random part of New York.
I did too.
I thought it was dope.
I would love to have
a spot like that. You know what I'm saying? On the water like that? Come on, son. When he put out in his little chair and he was just kind of like, yeah, this is me, son.
I'm chilling. That was nice.
But definitely romantic.
Yes. I think maybe with the situation, like, he's away from his kids. She's away from the rest of her family, even though she doesn't really have any family other than Cole's. It's kind of the thing, like
her gypsy mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, gosh. That's
it.
Yeah.
It's a thing, like, okay, it's just us two here. Are you happy?
Right.
Yeah. Are you? And so I don't know. Because I just love the two of them being together. Even though, I mean, it's so obviously it's from an affair, but mm-hmm. it's like they just have this thing when they're together,
right.
and it just made Next me really level. Happy. And when he's sitting out on that dock at the end, I love that too. And that's when you see like storm clouds coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was another good thing that they do a foreshadowing. They always do the best foreshadowing.
They do.
Because it's like, a storm's coming. And next scene, he's in the jail with the detective. I forget his name. Detective Jeffries is what I want to say,
Something
but I'm not
like
sure.
That. Yeah.
Talking about, you know, clearly he's been arrested. We saw him get arrested at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And the detective is saying, take a plea, you know, you'll probably get off just a year of probation, pay a big fine. He's like, but if you don't, then you're looking at, you know, normal, it's just like 2 years, but they're already right. pushing for 15 years. And then if they convince the jury that it's vehicular manslaughter, it could mm-hmm. go up to 25 years.
Right.
It's like, you have a young daughter, you mm-hmm. have four kids. What are you going to do?
Do you think, I'm just curious, do you think, again, this is his version, obviously, but do you think that he is really, the detective I'm talking about, is really saying, like, is truthful about the judge and all this kind of stuff? Remember,
maybe not.
Okay, because
I don't think so.
The whole season, last season, he was out to get him.
Right.
Yes.
Like, we see him, like, really, really pushing to find out, you know, right. and get to the point where, you know, the arrest happens. So, I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt you for one second?
Yeah.
Did Noah know that? Did Noah know that he was out to get him?
No, we don't know that yet.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
No. We just see, like, you know, how they kept panning to when they were docking. And
right.
Then
so,
go
as
back
audience,
to the
we see, right. we know the story.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Noah may actually think yeah. that this guy's helping him.
Well, that he's trying to play, like, good cop. That's what they all do. They're trying.
Right.
Because he just wants
right.
an admission.
Mm-hmm.
And if you admit it,
right.
even though he says, like, oh, you'll probably just get probation, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know that,
right.
especially with a judge whose wife died from a hit and run. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
but if he gets that confession, then anything could technically happen.
Well, then again,
happen.
At the same time, I mean, Noah knows. He's like, I want a lawyer.
Yeah.
yeah. I think that's actually an interesting sort of possible discrepancy with the differences in Helen's perspective and Noah's
mm-hmm.
perspective in that moment, because we don't know necessarily when Helen's paid lawyer comes in,
mm-hmm.
if that's after Noah has said, I want an attorney,
right.
or not.
It was just a whole different perspective.
Well, yeah. right, because this guy walks in and says, I am Noah's attorney.
Right.
So, anyway, I just think that that's going to be an interesting thing that they explore as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are very different viewpoints
sure.
of, like, not having a lawyer and then having
right.
the best attorney in town.
Yeah.
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 Right, exactly.
I don't think he knew. I think it was a surprise because she, I mean,
well, from her
face.
Perspective, yes, it was a total,
yeah.
like, thank God for you surprise.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just interesting from his retelling of, or
right.
from what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Right.
Missing. The whole thing was
True.
Missing.
Yeah. No lawyer showed up whatsoever.
Can we talk about the biggest bombshell ever?
Yes. I
Please.
Wonder if you're going to say the same thing I would.
I just go ahead.
Matt!
Yeah!
Yes! Oh my
God! What?
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Me
if you guys
either.
Say you saw it coming, I'm going to say you're lying.
No.
What? So, wait.
Max.
Oh, no. Max with him? With her?
No, with
yes.
him. With her.
Oh, I feel like it didn't surprise me when I did.
What?
Just because of
I
how he
that.
Approached. I mean, even when they. So last season, when Max came to basically crash their lunch in Montauk,
uh-huh.
he literally kissed her on the face very passionately.
Oh, yeah.
And in
yeah,
every
yeah.
conversation that Max had with Noah, it was like, you got the hottest ass in town.
Right.
I can't believe it. Helen is so, like, how did I let this one go? So he was very, very clear all season that.
Absolutely, but still, because, and I'm not saying on his part, because yeah, as the guy, he's like, yeah, slip up, Noah, slip up, because
right.
I got you. But her
right.
reciprocating, and obviously,
yeah.
we don't know how much she's reciprocating because she seemed miserable
the
whole time she was with him, the whole sex scene. She cried in the shower, you know, and then, like, he shows up, which she's happy about, but then she's still conflicted, like,
yeah.
the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, but when I saw him, I was like, whoa, whoa.
You know, it's interesting because, really, the reality is, he is her best counterpart in the sense of everything that she sort of detested about Noah, the fact that she had to be the moneymaker, or
right.
she always had to take from her family
sure.
to support their lifestyle. He is all the things that Noah wasn't in that capacity,
right.
but she's obviously still so conflicted in the sense that Noah fulfilled so many layers or of things that were so different from her family
right.
that Max is not fulfilling.
Right.
So she's conflicted. Right. I mean, she's ultimately conflicted. And yes, I think she's lonely. So I she's mean, like, yes, penis. Great.
She just, oh my gosh. And she's all, I mean, she's
Showtime. She likes
Showtime is
interacting. I mean, we saw that with Noah last season. I mean, she's not shy about, like,
time to get it on.
Right. So, you know, she's got her needs and she's going to get them met.
Exactly.
She just, and you go, Helen.
Helen, see, we all said we love
although
this,
I don't know if they were being met with Max in this.
No.
Anyway, okay.
Max, I mean, he needs to be a little less verbal.
Right.
Try not to get into too much there.
Yeah.
But we are seeing so many different sides of Helen that I didn't know about. And,
right. You know, because we're getting our perspective on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she, like, clearly I think she's lonely. She seems lonely. She seems like she does like Max, but then obviously she's so bored during the sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
She is smoking weed.
Yeah. Which it seems like is a result of Max.
Yeah.
Because he gives her that little gym. That little gym.
The little lozenge.
He slips that to her.
Yeah.
That told me that she's the one that hooked her on to get it.
But I think she like still just wants to do it anyway because she's like, I need to chill.
She's doing everything. She see her way. She's drinking. She gets the thing, downs it. Like she's doing a lot. She's doing the most.
I felt so bad for her just because I feel like he was showering her with love and affection and just giving her compliments left and right at the dinner table or benefit as well as in bed.
Right.
And, you know, are you okay? Like, you know, just
he was
very,
talking too much,
though.
Yeah. During the act. He was talking a little too much.
But still, I mean, even afterwards, I was just like, he loves this woman.
Yes.
He loves her. And she's just like,
this is the best sex I've ever had in my life.
But look,
that's great.
But she loves Noah.
I was just going to say that. She's not over Noah. You can tell
at any point,
his version and her version, you could see it in her face. She's not over Noah.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the whole divorce thing, and she's mad about the thing, you know, the affair, which is the reason why they're getting the divorce.
Yeah.
But she's not over Noah.
No.
And I think that's going to come into play. You know, we're not getting predictions yet, but I think that's going to come into play later if, you know, the fact that if her version is correct and it was a continuum, because it very could well have been, he says, I need a lawyer, and then she shows up with the lawyer. That could have been if that was a continuum, right, that shows that she still loves this dude.
Right.
And she will do anything.
I mean, he's the father of her kids.
Right.
Yeah. So 25 years.
She doesn't want him to go away.
No.
Clearly.
But in her version, too, when they met with the mediator, she was like, oh, well, I can give you money for a place right next to us.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, how do you get the money? And she's like, my parents are like, I'm not going to do anything with your parents. But, I mean, she is still very giving. In her version, still very giving. And I wouldn't say she wants to make it work, but she's just like, I clearly still love you. Like, I want to give you the best lawyer in town. I want to provide you and our children with a nice place to live right next to us. And
Well, their mediation scenes were so
different. Oh, my goodness!
In Helen's version, Noah is just, he has got attitude, and he's just like, come on, Helen. And it's like, he's being rude, and she's very like, I'll get you an apartment and hear the kids so you can see them. And the mediator is like sitting by him. Not that that really matters, but
I think it does actually, in the sense of, I feel like in that scene, it was as though she felt like she was being ganged up on a lot of
people. I felt that too.
So her perception is, I'm being ganged up on. And in his perspective, it was like, oh, equal playing field.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting.
I will point out one thing though, in their versions of the mediation, you know, scene, the fact that in his version, she was, you know, he was like right in the middle.
Yeah.
I felt like she was a lot more crass with him
than
he was with her.
Correct.
Even with the fact that the mediator was on his side, like, you know, positioned.
Right.
And then she's like, she was way more. And to me, based on the previous, you know, season, I felt like that's in her. You know what I'm
totally
saying?
Yeah.
That's in 100%. Her to be that way.
Absolutely.
You know, when she's talking about money and all this kind of, well, where you get money at? And he says, oh, for it. Oh, really? Oh, okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever. You're still, you know, I believe that. If I'm going to believe a version, I believe his version over hers, hands down.
And I don't think, because Noah, you can tell that he feels bad, or in last season and in his version tonight, so it's kind of confusing, but I think he genuinely does feel bad, and because he really did love Helen, and
of course
he loves his kids,
but
he just fell more in love with Allison, and I can't imagine him being like, like the attitude that he had and saying some of the things that he did, in Helen's version, because he says, you know, He flat out says, or she asks him in her version, are you seeing her? He says no. He's like, are you kidding me? Da da da. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same stuff. I don't want anything. We want joint custody. But she makes him almost seem like uninterested.
Right.
He says, I want joint custody with the kids. Right. But she's like, well, how is that going to happen until you get this book advance or whatever? I'll get you this apartment. He's like, absolutely not. And he just doesn't seem as like, oh my gosh, I want joint custody of the kids like he did in his part. So mm-hmm. I think she's making him kind of seem like, oh, I don't care. Which right. we also don't know, because last season, their versions were being told to the detective. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why the differences were so important. Because it's like, okay, I want to make him out to be this way, because this is my story, me trying to protect myself. Right. So I wonder if they're telling these stories to people.
Right. Mm. I think that's a good segue for...
Predictions.
No. Oh, yeah.
Let's do that.
Predictions!
Predictions!
Okay. I don't know. How do you predict on this show?
I don't know.
Is it possible? I feel like the show, like, it's the anti-prediction. I have no idea.
I'm going to predict that since we see tonight, Max shows up at this benefit with Helen and, you know, because he, like, loves the chick, mm-hmm. apparently, mm-hmm. and goes out of his way to do something where Noah was originally supposed to go with her. I'm going to predict some, like, major stuff happening with him. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Helen, who looked freaking gorgeous in that scene, by the way, in that blue dress. She looked so good.
I think Helen's bad. Oh, I told you, I always thought Helen was better than Allison.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Helen's good.
Hands down. Hands down.
We disagree on that.
Okay.
But I think that they're both stunning actresses.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to say that Max and Helen are going to be a thing. Even though she may not really, really love him, I'm going to think that. I have no prediction on who actually killed Scotty because I'm still completely in the dark about it. So
did you guys touch on that last season or no?
The predictions for that. We talked about it every single episode. Absolutely. And we changed every week pretty much.
So I'm going to go with this based on, I guess I'll do like a long-term prediction maybe. Yeah. I'm going to say, based on the interaction that Noah and Allison had when he was being taken away by the police, where she said, "Don't worry, I will get you out of this."
Mm-hmm. You're talking about last season.
Yep. Uh-huh. There's a part of me that feels like it was something that she actually did and that he covered for her.
Oh, I think so too.
Mm.
So that's what I'm gonna kind of say, mm-hmm. whether or not, I mean, I'm hoping that neither one of them had anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I still feel like we have no idea what this whole story is.
Mm-hmm.
With the murder. And then, I don't know.
the pressure.
Right.
I'm like, what if it was his daughter that killed... I don't know. Who knows? She was a little hurt about that whole thing. Anyway, I have no idea. I'm just very excited. So excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Oh, and I think that we'll see Cole. Since I feel like we'll see
Cole. How do you feel about that we didn't see him tonight, April?
I missed him. You all know how I feel about him.
Yeah, I thought
that's who was in bed.
So did I.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't think that. I thought when they showed the man's face at first, I thought it was Cole.
Really?
I thought he was
like
shaven.
At first, I thought that was Noah in bed. I was like, that could be Noah.
I'm like, what? But it was
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That wasn't
his
body.
We know his body.
He's more tan. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's a girl thing.
Yeah, clearly.
I completely forgot until the detective said in the jail scene that they had a kid together, mm-hmm. that the kid was like one or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That Noah and Allison had a kid together.
Right.
Totally forgot about that.
Right.
So I was thinking, based on the dinner that they had, and they're like, are you happy?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know,
that was pre-kid, though.
No,
you're right. And so based on that, I was thinking, man, I don't know if they're going to stay together. Like, mm-hmm. there's just kind of, I don't see them being as passionate with one another as they were last season.
Mm-hmm. From that one scene?
Yeah.
But
no, no. Here's the thing. Here's the reason. Yeah. Because he was like, let's dance. And she's like, there's no music.
Right.
But like, she's always been so like...
Yeah. Because her perception of that scene, I guarantee you if they flash back with her seeing that scene, mm-hmm. it'll be entirely different.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's true. I would like to see her version of that
mm-hmm.
scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we might.
Hopefully.
There's a prediction. I think we might. Yeah.
I hope so. I do think that they're going to skyrocket. I think they're going to live together. I don't know how the heck he's going to get out of jail. I don't know if he ever will, but I think that they're going to be a very strong relationship, and they're going to raise the child together. I think he might end up losing interest in his four kids.
Oh,
I hope not.
I don't know, because I just feel like the fact that he doesn't... Yeah, that was really harsh. Yeah. Sorry. I realized okay. that was like okay. really bad.
Okay. No, it seems like it.
I just feel like he's not as invested in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why I think that, especially if Margaret is involved, I think right. that they might make sure he's not invested and involved in their lives. And so I think it might just kind of dwindle away.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how he's like, well, let's just say we have custody now, but then we, you know, we'll figure it out later.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to predict that we're going to see more crazy antics with everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
It.
You know,
done.
Prediction.
Done.
One thing I will say is, so tonight they did Noah and Helen. So I think next week it could be Allison and Cole. Mm-hmm. And then I think it'll be interesting because at some point I think it'll invert where it will start being Noah and Allison.
Yeah. Sure.
And I feel like that'll be a deliberate sort of transition yeah. in terms of the perspective. Sure. So,
true.
Interesting.
I think so too. Yeah. For sure.
I agree.
Well, thank you all so much for yep. watching.
There's yes. not enough time
I loved
for
it. No, yeah. there's not. No, never. We skipped over a few of Helen's, yeah. but you get the gist,
yes.
basically.
Yes.
Subscribe, like, download, tweet us. We really want to know what you think. We love reading your comments on YouTube. As I said earlier, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, and certainly I love talking about the show.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what you think.
And y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah. And again, I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can find me at The Poet Saint on all the social media handles, and I'm super excited
Yay!
About this show. This show is crazy.
You can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Like I said, tweet us. We really want to hear what you think, and join in next week. See you then.
Yay!
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.